There it is, the Wordy Rapping Hood. The opening theme of this little wireless program you've stumbled across here at RWP FM, the voice of the peninsula, Tracy Hutchison, here with you on this Friday, the 8th of July. It's great to have your company, and a little bit of diversion this afternoon, just as a little bit of a treat, in fact. Going to let the music do the talking this afternoon. The premise of this show is always to try and get a guest in and have a bit of a chat to them about their life and times, but this week being the celebration of NAIDOC, which is the National Aboriginal and Islander Day of Commemoration, it's actually sort of morphed into a week-long cultural celebration around Australia. And to commemorate our contribution or celebrate our contribution to that here at RWP, I thought I might put together an hour-long music program, all Indigenous artists from various parts of the country telling very different stories from their perspective. So we're letting absolutely the music do the talking on this Friday the 8th. Starting with this reversioned version of a song that you might know, originally released by Archie Roach. Originally called They Took the Children Away, this version, The Children Came Back, features Adam Briggs, Jeffrey Gurumu Yunupingu and Dwayne Everett Smith. The Children Came Back, from a beautiful album from the year 2000, from the late and much lamented, much missed Ruby Hunter, and a wonderful album from her called Feeling Good was the name of the album, and had some fantastic tracks on it, produced by Craig Pilkington, who you can find these days as the main accompanying guitarist with Archie Roach, of course, Ruby's partner. And on that track, we heard Archie Roach on some backing vocals with Ruby on lead vocals, and the track from her was called In the Right Way. Before that, we heard Down City Streets, a song written by Ruby and made famous mostly by Archie. But on that version, we heard Archie Roach accompanied by the wonderful Emma Donovan, who kind of came to fame through The Voice, or one of those commercial TV shows. I think it was The Voice. Perhaps it was the forerunner to that. And Emma did incredibly well in that. She's been part of the Black Arm Band for many years and now has her own band called Emma Donovan and the Pushbacks, and just a fantastic vocalist and a wonderful version of that song, Down City Streets. Prior to that, we heard from Archie and the track from him called Lian Yarn. And at the top of that run of songs on RPPFM on this Friday as we celebrate NAIDOC Week, we heard a reversioned version of Archie's tune, Took the Children Away this time. The Children Came Back, featuring Archie on some vocals, but very much front and centre. Adam Briggs, known mostly as Briggs, you might have seen him in the ABC TV show Clever Man. He's been playing an incredible role in that. He's also in the ABC show Black Comedy, but absolutely just becoming a spokesperson of his generation as a young rap star, and wonderful to see Adam Briggs doing some fabulous work, and particularly on that track, helped out by Gurumu Yunupingu and Dwayne Everett Smith. As we celebrate NAIDOC Week here on RPPFM, as we celebrate NAIDOC Week with a special music special here in the Wordy Rapping Hood time slot, Tracy Hutchison here with you. NAIDOC, the National Aboriginal Islander Day of Commemoration that has happily spanned out across a week of cultural celebration and commemoration around Australia. And we're going up to the top end now with this next piece, out to the red dust of northeast Arnhem Land, just out Yirrkala way. This is Yothu Yindi and Japana. Out of 1985, the Warrumpi Band, and an album from them called Big Name, No Blankets, and the track from them, Blackfella, Whitefella, which became something of an anthem, certainly for that band, and I guess the whole Indigenous music scene during the 80s and 90s, it's just become such an anthemic piece of writing. Neil Murray and the late G.R. Warrumpi on lead vocals there, and the track from them called Blackfella, Whitefella. Before that, we heard heard Yothu Yindi out of 1992, Jabana, the name of the track from them. Celebrating NAIDOC Week here on RPPFM. It's about 25 minutes away from 1 o'clock and sort of weaving our way a little bit around the country and musical styles. I guess traditionally, we associate Aboriginal music or contemporary Aboriginal music, certainly with a little bit of rock and roll, and more recently, as we've heard earlier in the program from Adam Briggs, bringing in a little bit of rap and other things into the mix. So I'm just going to play you a track now, and it's a kind of an interesting hybrid, I guess, of both. It's an artist who hails from Mildura, so just in that Riverina country. His name's Philly, and he's another young rap artist. And he's teamed up on this piece with a guy called Stephen Motlop. Now, you might be more familiar with Stephen Motlop when he's running around in a Geelong football jersey, playing footy with the Geelong Cats. But this is what he sounds like when he teams up with Philly. This is a track called We On. The very smooth sounds of Benny Walker and the song from him called Feel So Right, hailing from Yorta Yorta country around Echuca way there. Benny's family, his grandfather grew up on Cummeragunja and still very much attached to that part of Victoria. Feel So Right from Benny Walker as part of our NAIDOC special here on RPPFM. Garul before that, Stanley Garua out of Millingimby up in the top end there, just off northeast Arnhem Land, little island and part of the Crocodile Islands. Had the great pleasure this week of being part of an NAIDOC concert that featured Benny Walker and Garua. Garua is a catfish man and travelled down from northeast Arnhem Land, living in Melbourne at the moment and enjoying a lot of success and interest in his work. Very much influenced by his cousin, Jeffrey Gurumul Yunupingu. You might have picked some of the voice similarities in there, but very much forging his own career as well. He's got a new album called Racha Yali Yali, and there's some great pieces on that, mostly in his traditional Yolngu language. Barala was the name of the piece we heard from Stanley Garua. Before that, we heard from Philly with Stephen Motlop, the Geelong footy player, but teaming up with the Mildura-based rapper Philly on their track called We On. The late Jimmy Little and his version of that song by The Church, Under the Milky Way tonight, the name of the song out of 1999 and his album Messenger. It's been fabulous to just stretch out and play some songs, all Indigenous artists, on this Friday as part of our NAIDOC celebration here at RPP. Somehow 1 hour just isn't enough, is it? There's so many tracks still to play, but going to take you up to the news with an old favourite, in fact, by an artist called Joe Geyer, and this is a track from him called Yilal. Enjoy your NAIDOC, and I'll see you next week. The beautiful Yilal by Joe Geyer as part of Murundak, performing with the Black Armband as part of the Melbourne Festival quite a few years ago.